city, and this city $1 million was delivered over to the laboratory and will be set to box. And the Betty has kept on. The state troop was then shipped to Toronto County, where we were shown through Mrs. Adams the town. But on April 8, 1968, the center appeared at her home, which was, she had rooms rented there at 102 Hodgkinson West in Toronto County. That time, the defendant rented a room under the name Paul Britton. And after the defendant had moved from her establishment, she received a letter from the Office of Registered General, which had, among other things, first its application, addressed to Paul Britton, and this was returned unclaimed. Mrs. Mabel Acton, who operates a photographic studio there in Toronto, Canada, who testified that on April 11, 1968, she took passport photographs of the defendant under the name Paul Britton. Not that those photographs would be recorded in this evidence. This is Lee Spencer of the Kennedy Travel Bureau, which is located in Toronto, Canada, to testify that the defendant, using the name Raymond George Sleet, did contact her on April 16th, made application for a native passport, booked air to London on an excursion flight that was to leave May the 6th and return May the 21st. And he subsequently returned to her place of business and picked up his passport and his tickets on May the 2nd, 1968. Mrs. Sun Fong Lu, who is a Chinese lady operating a rooming house or a home in which she rented rooms, would testify that Sundance came to her place at 962 Douglas in Toronto, Canada, and rented a room from her on April 19th. We were called the Honorable H.F.C. Humphrey, who is the Deputy Register of the Province of Ontario, Canada. He would testify and produce from official records a letter signed Paul Britton, dated 4-10-68, requesting a copy of the birth certificate. The certificate was subsequently mailed to 102 Washington West and returned not claimed. He would introduce a letter signed George Raymond Sleet, dated April 16, 1968, requesting a copy of the birth certificate be mailed to 962 Douglas Street. He would identify the birth certificate card in the name Raymond George Steve as being the one sent by his office in response to this request, this being one of the same birth certificate card recovered from the defendant at the time of his arrest in Washington. The statement showed introducing these gentlemen, Eric S. Dahl, to be a prominent businessman in Toronto County. Paul Brinkman is a consultant with the Toronto Board of Education. Raymond George Sleet is a member of the Toronto Metropolitan Police. And although these men live in rather close proximity to each other in the city of Toronto, until this investigation, they never knew each other, nor did they, any of them, ever know the presence. The state proof was then continued and showed that the defendant, as Raymond George Sleet, did fly to London, arriving on May the 7th, 1968. And Miss Monica Baker, who was a receptionist for the BOAC in London, will testify with reference to exchanging a return ticket to Toronto for the defendant in exchange for a ticket to Lisbon Court and giving a small refund, as I recall, something about $50. Inspector Hassel of the Portuguese National Police in Lisbon, Portugal, would be called by the state and would introduce through him official records reflecting the entry into Lisbon, Portugal by the defendant on May the 8th, 1968, and his exit on May the 17th, 1968, This is Manuel T. Lopez, employed by the Canadian Embassy in Lisbon, Portugal, would testify as to how the defendant came to the embassy on May 15, 1968, for the purpose of having the name corrected on this Canadian passport. The name reflected SNEA, S-N-E-Y-A, rather than S-N-E-Y-D. The passport was canceled. A new passport was issued with the name correctly spelled S-N-E-Y-D. Mr. Fowler, who was a member of the Portuguese police there in Lisbon, checked the both passports and allowed the defendant to leave for a flight to London on May the 17th. The state proof would show, gentlemen of the jury, that upon the defendant's return to London as Raymond George Lee, he lived at the Eastfield House Hotel from May the 17th to May the 28th. He lived at New Earl's Court in London, England from May the 28th to June the 5th, and at the Pack Hotel from June the 5th to June the 8th. In the meantime, after many hours of extra duty by members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, including comparing the pictures of James Earl Ray with all passports, it was determined that the picture of the passport of Raymond George Steed was identical to James Earl Ray, although in the passport picture, the defendant was wearing glasses. Through the cooperative efforts in law enforcement, officials of New Scotland Yard in London, England, and the Portuguese International Police, the search was started for Raymond George Steed. Upon request for assistance in this case, Chief Inspector Ron Burr of New Scotland Yard set up the investigation. All entry and exit points into the country were notified, and a special fugitive team was set up. We would show that while Detective Chief Inspector Kenneth Thompson of New Scotland Yard and Detective Sergeant Peter Davis were making an extensive investigation and learning the things that I have heretofore enumerated to you, the defendant, as Raymond George Sneed, appeared at the Heathrow London Airport, a distance of about a flight from Brussels. But at approximately 11:30 a.m. on June 8, 1968, Detective Sergeant Philip Frederick Birch of New Scotland Yard, who was seated next to the immigration officer, checking passports. When the defendant presented the two passports, the one canceled in the name Smith, the current passport in the name Smith, which both of these passports would be introduced and shown to the gentleman. Obediently, Sergeant Burke, based on inquiries that were previously come to him, asked the defendant to talk with him, step out of the line, talk with him with reference to the passport. Sergeant Burke would testify that after the defendant accompanied him from this area around to the office that was used there by the police, he placed a call to the headquarters and told him that he had Raymond George Steed. He was instructed at that time to make a safety search, which he did make, and he found 138 caliber stubbed old Liberty Street revolver on the person of the defendant. Also on his person were tickets from London to Brussels and the ticket stubs and so forth on the London to Toronto flight, along with various items of correspondence which would be introduced as being relevant, but not specifically for purposes of this inference. Chief Inspector Arthur Bryan of New Scotland Yard would be called as fingerprint expert with over 21 years of experience. He would testify that he accompanied Superintendent Butler of New Scotland Yard to Heathrow Airport. In response to this call, he obtained prints from the defendant. He compared them with the prints that had been sent to him in the course of this investigation from the United States, and was testified that this was one and the same thing. Raymond George Steed and James Earl Ray were one and the same thing. Chief Superintendent Thomas Butler, who is now retired after some 34 years of service with He was stopped in the yard, wouldn't be called to testify as he is going to the Air Force in response to this call. His question is settled with reference to the Air Force and the missiles and costing him with reference to his life, etc. Did he then contact the American authorities and subsequently turned the defendant, was subsequently turned over to the American authorities? From the luggage of the defendant, there were numerous items which, moving along, I will just mention to you here rather than taking the time to pull them out of this area here. A full-oil camera, which was determined to fit the styrofoam box that's been recovered from the Mustang in Atlanta, Georgia. A tube pole, which Mr. J.B. Cloutier of the Tip Top Tailors in Montreal, Canada, was identified and sold to hear his jaw of 2589 Notre Dame Street back on July 19th, 1967. There was another two phones with Mr. Edward John Faith, who is the owner of the English and Scotch Wood Limited. That's a tailoring concern in Montreal, Canada. Testified that on July 21st, 1967, Eric S. Call was measured for a suit of clothes. At that time, living at 2589 Notre Dame in Montreal County. That between the ordering and the completion of the suit, their records reflect a request that this suit be forwarded to the defendant and Eric S. Call at 2608 South Highland in Birmingham, Alabama. This was done, this is the same sheet that was discovered from the defendant at the time of his arrest in Tennessee. The statement also in the Montreal area during the period of July and August of 1967 showed that the defendant as Eric S. Goff did rent an apartment at 2589 Notre Dame in Montreal, and that he occupied this during the period of July 18th to August 1967. Also, in going even back beyond that, the statement introduced in evidence proof shows that during the period of May 3rd to June 24th, the defendant as John L. Rain was employed by Mr. and Mrs. Swingman at the Indian Trail Restaurant, which is located in Wyandotte, Illinois. Various experts from the FBI laboratories will be called to testify, and their testimony will be in substance as follows. Mr. George J.